HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So digital transformation is something that we have been talking about all through 2020. We all went indoors and companies had to adapt. And to adapt, they turned to technology. Remote work happened, a lot of the supply chain went into technology, and we just started using technology wherever we could. But when I talk about digital transformation, I usually hear these things from people who are actually on the ground. And today we have somebody who has a front row seat to all of this, looking at all of this, how digital transformation is affecting companies. We have Ritu Gupta, who's the marketing director for Dell Technologies. Hi, Ritu. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, hi, Prasad, and thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm very, very excited to be part of this show, and I'm so glad to be talking to all of you.
Thanks a lot for joining us. So this has been a very, big year for all of us. And just from the marketing point of view, a lot has happened. Before we even jump into the questions, I just wanted to go over that. It must have been sort of a really exciting year for you guys, given that we all had to do a lot of new things, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Prasid. So I think 2020 was unexpected, was a year with a lot of change. And yes, we had to do a lot of things because almost overnight things changed. And we were left with no option but to accelerate. So did a lot of businesses, not just us. They had no option but to accelerate their digital transformation journeys in order to just maintain business continuity. And we're not even talking about thriving, it's just about maintaining business continuity. So yes, a lot happened there.
So to that point, it's been an unexpected year for everybody. And I'm sure the business landscape itself changed almost overnight. So what are your thoughts on what happened?
No doubt. It was a year of change. And as I said, I think what the pandemic did was to ensure and kind of leave businesses not with much of a choice. They had to accelerate completely. So let's just say there were probably a lot of organizations out there who earlier were reluctant to try out new strategies and they were not so evolved in their overall digital approach. But the pandemic has provided them with a push, to digitally transform themselves. And this is because technology was no longer an accelerator and everybody recognized that it has become a necessity because it will enable businesses of all shapes and sizes across verticals to survive. And whether it was to help the customers or to help the employees operate smoothly, and this was about sheer survival. In fact, as you might know, we recently launched the Digital Transformation Index along with Vance and Bone, which studied how organizations were performing over the last year. And it was very, very inspiring to see that in order to address this ongoing crisis, organizations in India have stepped up and accelerated their digital transformation at a pace that was much higher than ever expected because people recognize the need and they recognize that it's a necessity. So it was nice to know that despite all the challenges that everyone went through, India has continued to remain the most digitally matured country in the world.
That's really interesting. Often people say that India doesn't adapt to technology as fast, but we know that that's not always true. But I'm sure there would have been certain roadblocks that organizations would have faced. Any advice you would have for businesses who are facing such roadblocks and how they get over it?
Yeah, I'm sure this question is probably there on quite a few minds, and also, for most of our listeners, it would be on their minds as well. Well, let me start by saying that, while the pace of transformation did indeed accelerate, businesses struggled to adapt to the current times. And we all know why, because, initially the priority for organizations was just to help the workforce remotely in an efficient manner and make sure that their employees are being well looked after, their well-being. However, slowly they realized that it was equally important to build an IT infrastructure that is secure because of the rising cyber attacks, right? So that was one space. Today, the bigger question isn't whether cyber attacks will happen or they will not happen, but it's about how can organizations respond and recover fast. And the answer to this recovery is in cyber resilience. Now, it is a time for organizations to adopt security, which is intelligent and automated, because this will enable them to focus on their business continuity while keeping the data, you know, the critical data very, very secure. So apart from the obvious challenge of keeping secure, lack of capability to extract valuable insights from data was another big challenge or big hurdle that was faced by the businesses. And I think the only way to battle this is by embracing the right set of digital technologies. Businesses have to, they must invest in AI and ML to analyze data in real time, identify risks, and make predictions based on historic patterns. What I would really, you know, my two bits, my advice to businesses will be that they must take note of the emerging technologies of the future and invest accordingly to stay competitive. Like investing in edge and AI can definitely help businesses advance their future innovation cycles.
You're right. I mean, security is obviously very important. I mean, I report on all of this and I keep seeing hackers are just growing and hacks are growing. So, of course, security is important.
Right.
Yeah. But businesses would have also, you know, faced issues where they probably saw sort of, you know, their business going back by a few months or something. So what is the road to recovery here?
Well, when we talk about the road to recovery, I think one thing that is very clear is that businesses that were already investing digital and advanced technologies, like I said, AI and edge computing, they have fared better than those who did not. And hence, being adaptable to that ever-changing environment has become the key to move forward. Now, in my opinion, this is what will make the business or anyone's business future-proof and what a lot of organizations have done in India. In fact, I would say around 92% of businesses in India are reinventing their business model to just stay relevant. Also, it's important to upgrade to newer technologies that will support rapid growth of any business in case of disruptions like what we saw in 2020. And having the right skill set and helping employees upgrade their skills is yet another area that a lot of struggling organizations should be looking at. Hence, the message, I think, if I have to really sum it up, is very clear. It is about adapt or fall behind.
Absolutely. Yeah, the need for digital workers itself is growing, and I'm sure it will keep growing in the coming future. Could you throw some light on how sort of this entire changing landscape has affected how companies do marketing and the whole digital approach to marketing?
You're so right. You're so right, Prasid, because it's not just that the, you know, the landscape has changed during the pandemic. It is actually much, much, much more than that. And people's focus has shifted almost overnight. The new normal is keeping people at home. And we have seen major shifts in behavioral trends as well. One such trend that the brands understood and have come to understand now is to show support and empathy towards their customers, employees, and other stakeholders. The need of the hour is, you know, was to quickly pivot the messaging as circumstances were constantly changing. So just to take an example out of a different category, Nike, for example, has immediately moved to adopt a new message, which says play inside, play for the world. So during these hard times, it was very important for the brands to have a marketing strategy that showed empathy and showed the positive aspects of life versus a very in-your-face hard sell that probably worked earlier for some categories and for some brands. Because when you're showing empathy and when you're showing the positive, you know, aspects of life, our consumers will and always will remember brands for their acts of good and their acts of kindness, particularly in a time of crisis.
Absolutely. I mean, data and insights have played a very important role. And whenever we say data, we are talking about a lot of insights into consumer behavior, things that we probably couldn't figure out when we were doing all of this offline. So what do you think about the increased use of technologies in the marketing space, and especially the new age technologies, so to speak?
No, absolutely, Prasid. And there is no doubt that, you know, the brands have adopted a lot of digital channels for marketing during this time, because this is where the consumers of today are present. This trend had already started, one could already begin to see this trend before the pandemic hit. but it just accelerated. And now we know for sure that, you know, a brand, for example, instead of considering what experience a customer receives when they walk into a storefront, that is still important. But they're also beginning to think that what experience will they receive when they interact with the brand online. So it really is about being omni-channel and not just about thinking one over the other. And the brands are harnessing a lot of digital tools and platforms to forge stronger connections and nurture these long-term relationships very carefully. One thing which I think should definitely be done, and there is potential for that, and there are lots of tools available for it, is to leverage the data to better understand consumer behavior and really be able to drive those customized, personalized marketing initiatives. In the present scenario, you know, from multimodal campaigns to real-time interactions, data and communication technologies actually can drive all marketing functions. And there is no doubt that the next generation of transformation in customer engagement is going to be brought about by the convergence of data and AI, which will provide deeper consumer insights. And these insights will lead to far richer engagements and a far higher degree of personalization, thereby creating that stronger engagement opportunity. So if you again ask me in a nutshell, I would say that organizations must embrace a very data-driven approach to win customers and build long-term relationships. And the time to do that is already now.
Absolutely. You know, I often tell my friends that I have bought so many things in the last 1 year just based on searches that I'm doing, because I've just been looking for, you know, more ways to do things from home. I have a tiny home gym now just because of things that showed up on comments. So, of course, there is a big part of marketing that's moving to digital. Thanks a lot, Ritu, for explaining all of these to us. And this is actually very good insight for businesses. Thanks a lot for being with us.
It was a pleasure being on the show, Prasidh, and thanks a lot for having me here.
This episode of TechCetra is sponsored by Dell Technologies.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.